It's award season, and we're not just talking about the Grammys. We've got scholarships for student athletes and the highest MHSAA honor for an AD from the UP. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. We are into February, which means the announcing of the MHSAA Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete Award winners. For the last 35 years, Farm Bureau has been awarding scholarships to student athletes, this year awarding $2,000 each to 32 winners. This week, the first 10 winners have been announced, with those 10 coming from Class C and D schools. The remaining 22 winners will be announced over the next 2 weeks. More than 1,600 students applied for the awards. To be eligible, a student must have earned at least one letter in a varsity sport sponsored by the MHSAA, carry at least a 3.5 grade point average, write an essay on the importance of sportsmanship, and show active participation in other school and community activities. Log on to MHSAA.com to see a write-up of each of the winners. A bio, college plans, and a quote from their essay are all available. Each of the 32 scholarship recipients will be honored on March 16th during the MHSAA Boys Basketball Finals at the Breslin Center on the campus of Michigan State University. In 35 years of this program, Farm Bureau has awarded more than $1 million to MHSAA student athletes. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Ethan and Landon Moreland of Three Rivers. The wrestlers helped the Wildcats to their first Wolverine Conference championship since 2004. Ethan took first at 126 pounds, Landon at 150 pounds. To Mason's Kaysen Carswell, he scored 15 in a win over St. John's. The win was the Bulldogs' ninth straight and gave them at least a share of the CAAC Red title, their first back-to-back league titles since 1963. And Cadillac's Annalie Wallace. She finished first in both slalom and giant slalom. Yes, there is downhill skiing going on despite the warm temps, as Cadillac won both the girls and boys side of the Cadillac invite.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
The three most common penalties in high school hockey are tripping, slashing, and hooking. What's the difference between them? It's pretty self-explanatory. Tripping is when a player uses their stick to make another player fall. Slashing is when a player swings their stick at another player, whether contact is made or not. And hooking is using your stick to slow an opponent down, usually the puck handler. Hooking differs from holding in that hooking involves the use of the stick to slow an opponent down, while holding is done with the hands. All these penalties, tripping, slashing, hooking, and holding, will result in at least 2 minutes in the penalty box.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. While we're talking about awards, the recipient of the 2024 Charles Forsyth Lifetime Achievement Award is Calumet's Sean Jacques. Jacques graduated from Calumet before returning to serve in a variety of roles. He was a teacher, assistant principal, and athletic director for the Copper Kings, and is currently an instructor for the Upper Peninsula Virtual Academy. During his tenure as AD, Calumet added numerous sports and athletic Hall of Fame, and he led facilities upgrades across campus. In 2016, Calumet became the only UP school to earn the prestigious Michigan Exemplary Athletic Program honor from the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Jacques was named Regional AD of the Year in 2013 and 2016, and UP AD of the Year in 2019. The Forsyth Award is in its 47th year, and it goes to individuals with outstanding contributions to interscholastic athletics at the local, regional, and statewide levels. He will be honored during the MHSAA Girls Basketball Finals on March 23rd at the Breslin Center. For more on Jacques and to see a list of past winners, please visit MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.